Everybody, Steve Maxwell here again. This is our second podcast. Today's date is December 8th, 2013. And for this particular podcast, we wanted to go back to an audio track from a video that I did. It's up on our video channel. And it was one of our vintage videos where we talked about the Gretsch Drum Company and specifically about Gretsch during the coveted round badge era. And in this particular video, the audio track works perfectly, so we decided to take you back a little bit. We did this originally in July of 2013, and listen to the audio track here. It works really well and gives you a good sense for the great Gretsch Company, particularly through that round badge era, which was wonderful. If there's a reference in there as you're listening to a reference to a photograph or something, just ignore that because obviously this is the audio track from the video that we did. Also, too, at the end, you'll hear a reference to a book that Rob Cook was doing about the Gretsch Company, and that was still to be issued at that point in time in July, but that book is now available, and it's a terrific, terrific book on the Gretsch Drum Company and its history that was done by Rob Cook and John Sheridan, and I was the editor on that book, so it worked out really well. We're really, really pleased with it, so that's something you ought to check out. That book is available. So, hope you enjoy this video. Once again, you can reach me direct at vintagedrums@aol.com. That's my email. And you can see us on the web at maxwelldrums.com, and we hope you'll give us some feedback on these podcasts. So, here we go. The Gretsch Vintage Videos audio soundtrack from the video that we did back in July 2013. Here you go. Hope you enjoy it. Hey, everybody. Steve here, and this is going to be episode number one of our vintage video programs. And we promised to do this and cover a little bit of information about all the major drum manufacturers of the past, and some which are still with us in the present, and talk to you a little bit about why those instruments were so good then, on why they're still so good now and why they're still in demand now. There's a lot that can be done here, and we want to try to condense it into about a 5 to 7 minute window to give you some highlights, and then you can do some research yourself. So we'll see what we can do. Episode number one is going to be about Gretsch. And it's timely because as of the recording of this particular video, Gretsch will be having the 130th anniversary celebrations. It's their 130th year, and we will be hosting the celebration in New York on August 3rd. So we'd like to get this video out as the first installment of the Vintage Videos program. Gretsch. We're going to talk a little bit about the instruments, probably from the period of the 50s into right around the early 70s. In that period of time, Gretsch made shells that were initially three-ply shells, maple gumwood, maple shell, and then they went to a six-ply shell in the late 50s, but still maple gumwood. So the general Gretsch sound is that maple gumwood shell, which is a six-ply shell and a three-ply in the earlier stages, with a 30-degree bearing edge. And there used to be a clear interior in the three-ply days, and then in the six-ply days, they had a silver sealer paint on the inside. The Gretsch drums in the earlier stages of the 50s used what we call a double-flange stick chopper rim. And by the way, I'm sitting behind a beautiful Gretsch anniversary kit from 1957, which I thought was only fitting for the video. And in the world of Gretsch, those double-flanged rims were brass, and they were called stick choppers because the edge was very, very sharp and would do damage to the sticks. In the six-ply era, they migrated over to a traditional die-cast rim, thicker. So the Gretsch sound basically is comprised of several different components, but they all work together. It's the shell, the maple gumwood shell, it's the 30-degree bearing edge, it's the type of rims that are used, the die-cast rims, which will focus the sound more. Die-cast is heavy. It's going to take some of the overtones out, create a tighter, more focused sound. The shells that were made by the Gretsch Company were actually made by Jasper up until the Jasper Company went out of business, which was around 2003. The Jasper Company made furniture, but they also made drum shells. The shells that were made through the Gretsch formula, and those shells are still made today to the same exact formula as they were in the 50s and 60s. So what's so great about the drums? The drums create a very, very nice, tight, focused sound. They're superb drums for jazz players. The most highly coveted jazz size set for Gretsch is an 8x12, 14x14, 14x18 with a matching snare. And in those 50s, 60s era drums, which is the round badge era, those are the most highly coveted, and people will pay tremendous amounts of money for those, close to $13,000 to $15,000 for a four-piece kit, because those 18s are so rare. The beautiful thing about Gretsch is that there's a lot of instruments available in different sizes, different configurations, and they all sound wonderful. 12, 14, 20s will be still expensive, but not as bad as spending the money for a kit with an 18. 13, 16, 22s are great sounding kits. The sound of those drums is wonderful. They're very full, very rich, but still very focused. So the concept here is there are great Gretsch drums from the 50s through the 60s, and I'll kind of stop at the end of the 60s when they went from the round badge era into the stop sign badge, because the most highly coveted design in terms of sound is really that design that was present from the 50s up till the late 60s. That's really was the sweet spot for the vintage Gretsch drums. The beautiful thing you have here is the Gretsch drums made in those days were superb. They still are today. And the Gretsch drums being made today are absolutely wonderful. And I'm talking about the Gretsch USA Custom Series, top of the line. The formula is still the same. The edges are still the same. All the components are identical. If I were to set two kits up side by side for you and put heads on that I put on and tune them myself, it would be difficult for most people to tell the difference between the vintage kit and the new kit. The vintage kit, if you're looking at something that's 50 years old, the benefit there that some of us will hear is the fact that the wood has had a chance to age. So it sounds a little warmer, has a little more character to it. But the new kits will develop that as well. So the good news here is that in the world of Gretsch, there's a wonderful amount of product out there today and a wonderful amount of product out there from the past, not as much as there is a current product, of course. And if you can find a beautiful kit that sounds just terrific with the original edges, don't get the edges recut, get the original edges, and it's in nice shape, that kit will serve you well for years to come. Recording studios love them. There are guys who would endorse different brands, and when they went into a studio, bring a vintage round badge era Gretsch kit with them, and there are guys that still do that today. It's a great drum, it records extremely well, it's a very well-focused sound, it's a very musical sound. The drums are very musical. Again, it's a combination of many things. It's a combination of that shell. It's a combination of the edge. It's a combination of the hardware with the die-cast rims, the silver sealer paint on the inside. I'll stop short of calling it a secret. I'll just say that the painting of the interior creates a little bit more of a sonic chamber to allow the drum to resonate a little more because you've added that paint to the inside. Somewhat similar to if you were to lacquer the inside of the drum, it'll create a little bit more of a sonic chamber there for you. So, bottom line is there's a lot of great stuff out there. Rob Cook has done a Gretsch book that is not out yet, but it will be as of August 3rd. Rob and John Sheridan worked on that book, and I was a contributor to the book and did some editing on it for Rob. And it's a tremendous source document, and I would encourage you to get that. I'd also encourage you to get some of the old catalogs. This is one of the 60s-era catalogs that shows artists that played the drums, and there are tremendous artists all through the ages that played them. There's color shots of the sets in here. There's also a fabulous book that was done by a good friend of mine, Chet Falzerano, which is called Gretsch Drums, The Legacy of the Great Gretsch Sound. And that book is still available. Chet's book is terrific, and there's a lot of great information in there. So what I would suggest is go do a little research, pick up some old catalogs, pick up the Gretsch book, and definitely get Rob's new book. And start researching it for yourself. Use this video as a resource. And, of course, you can always contact me as well. I can be reached at vintagedrums@aol.com. And you can always get to me through the website as well, which is maxwelldrums.com. So, hope you enjoyed this episode of Vintage Videos, episode number one, Gretsch USA. And there'll be more to come soon. And please give us a call. Let us know how you like this programming. Thanks.